Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk Radio, the segment bringing sexy back. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, along with my co-host, Miss J. Are you there, Miss J?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. I'm so glad that you are back on the air.
I am too. You know, it's been a while. You know, I've been going through a few things in the past since 2015. All the way up to 2016, you know, it hasn't been really all that much of a good year for me, but I thank God every day that I made it through each and every one of those days that I did make it through. Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I owe all the glory
to
God.
You're still standing, girl.
No, that's right. You got that right, and I thank God for that, because if it wasn't for God, I don't know, you know, what would be going on. You know, because, like I said, it's been a couple of years that hasn't been too much in my favor. I was homeless in 2015 up until April of 2016. I lost my home and had to stay with family members, which was really, oh, my goodness, you never know a person until you live with them. You know, just always remember that even family, especially family, you know, for some reason it just seems like family can be your worst enemy, then family can be your best friend. But in my case, I found out, you know, some things by living with a family member that hopefully I will never, ever, ever have to live with again in my life, you know, because it really wasn't pleasant. And as you guys may know that I am an author, I'm going to write a book about it somewhere down the line, because I feel that, you know, things that happen to me, maybe I can prevent them from happening to someone else when they have to go through what I went through. You know, and then everybody's different, so maybe you won't have to, but anytime, you know, people do have to go through what I went through, I would like to, you know, put it in a book so maybe they can take a little lesson from it and won't go through what I went through. Also, I lost family members in this year. We are going to talk about celebrities that had died in 2016, but I really want to put out there the people that I lost in my life that were close to me. I lost my aunt, who would have been 102 this year. She was 101. She died last year in November. Then I lost two of my cousins, my favorite cousin, Nancy Bryant, who every Sunday we went to her house to have dinner. She cooked for any and everybody. And, you know, going to Nancy's house was just as if you were going into your own home, because if you went in there a stranger, trust and believe, you came out being a friend. She was my best cousin, my favorite cousin, even though I loved each and every one of my cousins. Nancy was my favorite. Then I lost another cousin a few days before I lost my favorite cousin. Another one of my cousins had died, and some of my friends had died. Charles Thomas, a guy I was in a relationship for about 13 years, he died. Alexander Hook, he died. He was a photographer taking pictures at the Chateau, you know, different places around town. Sam Banks was a friend. You know, there are quite a few more, but I can't think of the names of them. Then quite a few of my friends were sick and hospitalized and, you know, going through different things like that and losing family members of their own. I even hooked up with some of my old coworkers that I used to work with at Washington Hospital Center, and that was really good to know that they're still around and, you know, still we can communicate. So thank goodness for social media. It is good at sometimes, and sometimes it's not good, but it is good when you want to hook up with people that you may have lost somewhere along the line. Maybe you moved away. Oh, also, I did move away. I'm now a North Carolinian. I moved to North Carolina in April of last year. Had my own place down here. It's beautiful down here. I love it down here. This is where I'm going to be for as long as God wants me to be here, you know, because I knew that I could not stay in D.C. a minute longer, and I had planned on moving, relocating anyway, so it's not like it was something I just did at the last minute, but I am living in North Carolina and loving it. Yes, I am. So, Ms. J, what types of things have you been through in 2016 that you're glad that 2017 have come in?
Well, I've been through a lot also, but like I said, mm-hmm. I'm still standing, and I just thank God for that. I thank the Holy Spirit for just placing me on my knees each and every day, each and every mm-hmm. night. But I am kind of disappointed that you are not in the DMV area anymore. I can't come and see you.
And well, no. Don't say that you can't come and see me because the train comes down here, the bus comes down here, and cars come down here.
I'm not saying that. Hello. I'm saying it's not mm-hmm. like you right around the corner. That's a 5-hour drive. That, guess what? It would have to be mm-hmm. a special occasion for me to take a 5-hour drive to North Carolina. So,
what a special occasion is coming to see me.
Yeah, you're right. But not like mm-hmm. as often as I used. I miss you. And you know
I miss you too. Right. I miss everybody back home. But you know what, Joyce? It was just time for me to
my
move
name
because
is
like
Miss
I J. I'm sorry, Miss J. But like I had said, I had planned on relocating anyway. It really was supposed to have been after 2013. But in 2005, me and my daughter was involved in a real bad car accident that hampered me and caused me to retire earlier than what was planned, because like I was supposed to retire in 2013, and I was going to make my move either to Atlanta, Colorado, or maybe Florida were the three places that I picked out. But it just so happened God picked this place out for me, North Carolina. So this is where I am, and I'm happy, and I've been home a few times since I've been down here, but I wasn't home visiting people. I was home taking care of business when I did come home, so it'll be a time when I will come home, and I'll get around to see people, you know, opposed to just coming up there to take care of business, you know. But I miss, you know, the people up there that were my friends, you know, because I do have a few friends up there. And, you know, we keep contact over the internet or emails or phone calls or whatever, you know. But, you know, we still have that open communication. So any listeners out there that are listening to me, if you're on my Facebook page, you can, you know, keep in contact with me that way or send me an email or whatever, you know, because I'm still here. I'm still here. It's just that I hadn't been on the radio since 2015 due to circumstances and things that I had to get in order before I could come back to Blog Talk Radio. And I even missed Blog Talk Radio. I really did. I've been wanting to come on sooner than what I've come on tonight, but it just seemed like it was one thing after another that was keeping me from, you know, coming on the show. So I said the end of January, I said, well, I'm going to have to come back. So I picked the day, and my show airs every Wednesday now at 8:30. So it's a new time, but it's still the same day. Yes, and Miss J will be my co-host. With that being said, there's a few things that I wanted to also discuss. As you guys do know that I am an author.
Wait a minute, you didn't let me answer your first question you asked me. You said what happened to you in 2016.
Right.
Are you
going
to wait
darling.
Later on and tell?
No. Go right ahead. Go right ahead because I will talk.
Yeah, we know that.
So go on, darling.
I've been, I haven't had a lot of deaths in my family, and I'm grateful for that because we are getting up in age. I am so
right.
grateful and thankful, but I did have one of my cousins that I was close with who used to live on Irving Street.
Mm-hmm.
He used to live in D.C. He was a MPD police officer. And he passed, I want to say he passed in October of last year. His name was Antoine Collins, and
mm-hmm.
he retired from Metropolitan Police Department.
And I might have the month that he passed, I might have it wrong. Fortunately, I have two brothers that have had surgery this year, and it's by the grace of God that what their problem is, that it's no longer a problem because God has healed them through the surgery. And I just thank God for that. And that's where I'm sitting in my car right now, coming from one hospital to another hospital. But this is with my brother's wife. His wife's daughter just had a baby.
Oh, okay.
She had a
good... congratulations on that.
Congratulations. But, my life has not changed that much since 2015. But the good part about it is that I have gotten closer spiritually in my praying life and my spiritual life. I do a little astrology because that too is, they talk about the spirits in there also. So my life has changed since last year because I feel closer to the universe. I'm much more positive. You know, I don't allow anything negative in my life. I don't allow people to bring negative thoughts because we don't need that energy. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, definitely not.
Positive. And I think a lot of people are thinking like that these days too, because I was visiting my brother in the hospital maybe about 30 minutes ago, and he was saying that his ex-wife was in there and how she was waving her hands and just doing all kinds of things, just waving all around him, all down his body and everything. And she was like, "Do you feel the energy? Do you feel the energy?" And he was like, "Yeah, I felt it. I felt it." But he didn't want to tell her he did feel it. So I just thought that was kind of funny, you know. I was glad when she left.
Well, you know what? He should have told her the truth because that's going to make her think that, you know, she passed some energy on to him opposed to, you know, because she may keep trying that over and over and over, you know. So
yeah, he might tell her that later, but right now he was in so much pain, I guess, and you know, that's his ex-wife, and you know, it was nice of her to visit him. And he says ever since he's been in the hospital since Monday, she's been up there every day. It's been 2 or 3 hours. So I don't have a lot to say went wrong with me last year in 2016, but I do think it's so sad that we have lost so many people.
Yeah,
I'm not just talking about celebrities. I'm talking about friends, families. This is the age of Aquarius, so a whole lot of things are about to happen this year anyway.
Yeah,
so
now what do you think?
Go ahead.
What do you think of this election, you know, because this is, you know, not that we're getting into politics because we don't discuss politics and religion on the show, but it's just something that had, you know, because turn on the television, you hear this, you hear that, you see this and see that, and then people are making their opinions about this and opinions about this. But this, to me, has been the worst election and one of the worst presidents that was ever selected to be in the White House, Donald Trump. Because out of all the elections that I've lived through, I've never, you know, I've never seen any protesting, people being so angry and, you know, just going off the way they did when Donald Trump was running, you know, for his election, you know, how people were getting beat up and thrown out of the election halls and, you know, different things of that nature. So I just, you know, wanted to touch on that a little bit and to see what your opinion was, and hopefully we'll get a call-in to give their opinion, but we're not discussing the political aspect of, you know, how, you know, everything as far as political things are mentioned. But we did want to just touch on that and speak about, you know, people's thoughts on Donald Trump being the president. And, you know, there were quite a few black people who cast votes for him as far as, like.
Oh, yes, I have a friend. He will actually fight you or hang the phone up on you if you say anything against Donald Trump. You'll be surprised on how many black people voted for Donald Trump.
Yes. And then another thing is these ministers who are, you know, are behind Donald Trump. Now, that's something that I really couldn't get to because, number one, religion and politics are not even supposed to mix. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because, number one, there's only one ruler, and that's our Heavenly Father God.
And that's so the king of the world.
Right.
Who
so
is the king of the world,
this,
Gail?
But who runs this system of things, you know, is Satan, the devil. He was cast down here. So this is his domain, and he's running it the way that he wants to run it.
Yes.
So therefore, when the religious come into play as far as politics, then that means that they are taking the side of Satan. But, you know, we're not going to get into that either because we're getting into religion and stuff.
I want to say this one little thing.
Go on.
God didn't give us the spirit of fear, and I believe that.
Oh, no doubt. You know why? We are supposed to have a fear of God and God only, and it's not a fear like, oh, I'm so scared of him. It's a healthy fear. But fear of man, that's why they're so doing these protesting and all these things, because they are so afraid of what man has given them that is going to be taken back from them as far as like gay rights, gay marriages, abortions, this, that, and all those things are against God.
You think they're going to take that away? You think they're going to take that away?
Well, that's what I had understood. I don't know, but
And the reason why I say that, I don't think they will do that, because I think they got all the money, Tina.
No. Donald Trump is against gay marriages, gay people, and everything else. So, therefore, he was talking about, you know,
but they kind of
not
like,
letting them getting married,
like,
and, you know.
But the gay and the homosexual, if I'm saying it right, they are the ones to me that
the ones who what?
They are the ones that are having their way. They are the ones that it seems like the whole society in this world today, to me, wants everybody to be gay. It seems like gay.
Right, and this is what Donald Trump
said,
like
that
he was
going
to.
Is aiming at. You see what I'm saying?
But see, Donald Trump, yes, I understand, but Donald Trump is saying that he's going to start with the media taking all these programs off of television that have a gay tone to them. So that's one of the things that he's supposed to be doing. But, you know,
well,
these are things that I just heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but these are things that I've heard.
Too many programs because I like reality.
That's true. Right, and everything that you basically put on television, there's a gay overtone to it. And that is, And see, the thing of it is, I don't have anything against gay people because they do what they want to do. That's it. That's all. But my thing is, don't force yourself on other people. Don't, you know, say that, you know, tell somebody that they have to accept you because you're gay. No, we can accept you, but not your ways. You see what I'm saying? Because God said to love everybody. And that's the only way that we could be loved, if we love everybody, but we don't have to love everything that everybody does, you know. So if a gay person is my friend, they're my friend, but that draws a line right there. Don't be trying to push up on me or, you know, trying to be my girlfriend or anything like that, you know, because that's not going to work. But, you know, it just seems like they're just like they're trying to make it so that they can have these bathrooms where these transgender women can go in the bathroom where regular women go. And I think what they should do, if that's going to happen, why can't they have bathrooms specifically for transgender women? Because a man is still a man. I don't care if he had breasts or have his penis turned into a vagina. He is still a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not like to be in a bathroom with a transgender woman because no telling something. Some of them still have their penises, and they may be in the bathroom looking at a woman, and they decide, oh, I want to do this to her. You know, I'm not saying that's how it would happen, but you have to be precautious in things
in
this
world
today.
I'm under the impression that, I don't mean to cut you off, I'm under the impression that they are just trying to put that in everybody's face.
I don't have anything against the
homosexuals and the gays. I don't have anything against them. They people, their heart bleeds just like my heart bleeds. They feel they everything. But
right.
Don't try to put that on me to want to be like that. You understand what I'm saying?
But I understand exactly what you're saying.
Like
they want to force
it
on us.
When it comes to that, my whole thing is how they can compare civil rights to us. They always, when they used to have their little marches and all that stuff, they was like, well, y'all went through it. No, you can't begin to know what my people been through. That's how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, that's there's just some things that he said, and you know, and then he's such a big liar, and people know that he's a liar. But you know, the people who put him in there are people who are just like him. They're haters. They're liars. They're just like him, because I wouldn't, if I was a voting person, maybe I would have voted for Hillary, because even though she's not all that much better than he is, but she's the lesser of the two evils. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, we, and if people would act right, love each other, and follow the commandments, we wouldn't need anybody to run the country. We wouldn't need people to tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and this and that, dishing things out to us. People wouldn't be in the predicaments that they're in if they could love each other like God loves us, you know. But that'll never happen, not in this lifetime. But you can say your last thing.
Well, the only thing that really angers me about Trump is that you blocked all these other countries out, the people, not the countries, the people from coming into the United States, which is not a threat to us, but the ones who are a threat, you don't have sanctions on them. You haven't blocked them out. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. He's talking about blocking out the terrorists. He don't know who the terrorists are, because he's talking about the people who are religious, and they most of those terrorists are religious people who do things in the name of Allah or whatever.
Yeah.
In the name of their God.
I should even say they're glad he's doing it like that. You know,
he'll be
ISIS is made up. The government made up ISIS anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the government made them up is
so crooked and underhanded and terrible. You know, because they also said the government has something to do with 9/11. You know, so you know we never know what's going on, but the government is the most crookedest form of leadership or anything else.
Well,
on
we know what's going on, though. We know that man is a liar. And at one time I couldn't stand the stuff that went on in Waco, right? But now I understand.
But
the
beast. Right. And then, like they're always talking about God bless America. Okay. What have they done
come
for
my God?
God?
That's the way they treat us. It's not
that's what
God.
I'm talking about. What have they done for God? Took them out of the schools, out of books, and, you know, all these kind of things they have done against God, but then they asking God to bless America. And America is not the only piece of land on this earth, you know.
That's right.
But they're asking
mm-hmm.
God to bless America. But what have they done for God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with that being said, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, let me ask you one more question.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back, right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here, only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation in our chat room. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And let's get this delicious talk conversation going.
What the heck?
I'll find it before I get out.
Okay.
I can't drink that.
Okay. We're back. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry about that. You wanted to ask a question before we went to the break.
I did.
Okay, what was your question? Sorry about that. But
since you cut me off, Ms. Delicious, I have to rethink the question that I needed to ask you. I'll get back.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I had already had the commercial up. But okay, well, you can think about it, but. We're going to now we're going to talk about. Let's see what we're going to talk about now. We're going to talk about the people who died in 2016. Some of the celebrities, and if you have any that you know of that you on the top of your head, you can jump in and say. But on April 21st, Prince was 57 years old, and he died from an alleged overdose. Now, the problem with him was, you know, he wears little heels all the time, and he had sprained his ankle or something, and that caused him to get on painkillers, and he just became addicted to them, and it was alleged that he had overdosed from them. So that was Prince, April 21st, and he was only 57 years old. When I heard that, I was totally shocked because I remember years and years ago, we were at outside of the Head Company, now it's Macy's, and we were going to get tickets to go see Prince. Before we even, because the line was outside the door all the way around the corner, so before we even got into the door, they had sold out of tickets. So I never really got to see him in person, but, you know,
well,
just
I
watched
did.
Him in his... Now, did you... Oh, well, that's great.
Yes,
I know
I
he's a performer.
Oh, girl, I went to see him at the, what was it? At the Verizon Center.
Oh, okay.
This was when Verizon Center first opened.
Right.
But it was, no, it wasn't. What was it called before the Verizon Center? Where did we used to go?
Oh, I don't know, because the Verizon Center
was built for the shows.
For the shows at the Verizon Center?
It was after they shut down the Capitol Center. They used to have shows.
Oh, they
were
going over to the Constitution Hall.
No, they were going to Constitution Hall. No, I can't
the
think
Warner?
Of it right now, Miss Delicious. The Warner? No.
Yeah.
This is a big place where they have a lot of conventions and stuff there now. They have it there now. This is where they used to have the shows before they had the shows at the Verizon Center. The Coliseum or something like that?
The Coliseum. I don't know. I think the Coliseum was torn down as well. But I know they just had them at the Convention Center.
Okay,
yeah.
At the Coliseum.
The Convention Center.
It's something else.
Capitol Center.
I hope one of your radio listeners will think about what I'm talking about. It's a big building. I went to see Prince there, and I'm going to tell you, he put on a show.
Oh, he does. I've seen him in videos and everything. He always puts on a show. Him and Michael Jackson, two
and I never
of the,
you saw Michael Jackson in person?
No. Two of the best performers that ever hit the stage, you know, as far as their presence, their entertaining, and their, you know, just how they give it to the people. Yeah. Then we have Otis Clay. He was an R&B artist. Okay, do you remember Bishop Eddie Long, the bishop down here in Atlanta that was engaging in sexual activity with some of his church members, young boys?
Excuse me, Miss Delicious, the convention center. That's where I saw him.
Convention center. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
That's, they used to get shows there, too, all the time. But anyway, I just had to
Yeah,
say
do
that
you
part.
Know Bishop? Okay. Do you know Bishop Eddie Long?
Did I know him? I'm glad
well,
I did.
Have you
know
heard him. Of him? Have you heard of him? Well, I didn't know him personally, but, you know, I heard about him through the media and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he was
that's
the
so
bishop
sad,
in
though.
Atlanta. Who
Let me tell you
was
what he died
sexual,
from.
He died from AIDS, complication of
no,
AIDS.
No, he died
they
from
said
sin,
it was cancer.
Honey.
Well,
you
yeah,
know what
that's true.
He
yeah,
died
I know.
From sin. That's what
yeah,
he died
that,
from.
That is true. But
yes,
he was 63.
But you said
he
died
passed.
From AIDS. How you know he died from
yeah.
AIDS?
If you haven't saw
know?
Him, just if you saw him, just because he was questioned about it, his illness.
He
could
have had cancer.
He
could have had cancer,
no,
but you can't
well, you
say
can
that.
Have, you can have cancer and die from the complications of AIDS with cancer too, because AIDS will cause cancerous. What are those things?
Well,
lesions on
you're
your
the,
body.
You're the ex-nurse.
But if you
had
saw
know.
Him, he looked like he. If he didn't have AIDS, he looked like it.
Oh
because
man,
he was
did he
ate
look
up.
Sickening real fast? Real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
lost
oh,
all that
oh,
weight
oh,
and
oh.
talking about it was from a vegetarian diet. Well, if that's a vegetarian diet, I don't see too many other people looking
well,
like that.
Well, you know, he believed. He definitely believed that God was healing him. That's what he said.
He didn't want to get
healing.
The treatments and things because he didn't want anybody to know what his illness
is
was.
That what it was?
That's yes.
Oh wow, he could
yes.
still be living today if he had only took his medicine.
Yep. Okay, we're
going
to move
that's,
right along because I have.
That's what happened to food. You know, that's
yeah.
the food.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to move right along because I have quite a few here. Then Muhammad Ali was 74. He died June the 3rd. Yes, he had Parkinson's for years, you know, but he's
mm-hmm.
gone.
Him and Maurice White.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice
okay,
White,
then,
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. Then Gwendolyn, Gwen Ifill, 61, she was a black news anchor. She died November the 14th. She was 61. Then we
oh,
had
wow,
James.
Oh, wow, very young.
Mm-hmm, James Allen McPherson, he was a black writer. He was 73. We had Maurice White, as you had just mentioned, Miss J, 75. He was 75. Musician when he died. And remember Vanity was in the movie with Prince.
I used to love to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire every time they came
yes.
to D.C.
Yes, now I did
oh,
see them
we
in
were
person.
Right up there in the front.
I did. Yes,
and you know,
I did
being,
see them.
Being a young girl back then, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Stevie Wonder, all those entertainers to me, because I was only like 17, 18 years old when I started going to the shows. They seem like they were giants when they're up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That's how,
yeah, I do.
That's how, I guess, how I was just hypnotized by their music and their performance. And
Right. And then we
they
have...
They will be missed. He will be missed.
Yes, he will. Then we have Vanity, who was 57. She worked with Prince and was an actor as well. She played in the movie
oh,
Purple Rain.
Age, huh? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Her
so
and Prince
she,
was the same age.
Yeah. She died. She also had turned into an ordained minister as well. So she, yeah,
oh, she was
died.
A minister?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm. Yep. And the guy, Tony Burton, he was 78. He played Apollo Creed, inspired boxing trainer in the Rocky franchise movies. Yeah, so he's dead at 78. Then
Billy Paul.
Yeah, Billy Paul. He was 80. He did the
Billy
Me
Paul
and Mrs. Jones. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he sang Me and
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Jones,
mm-hmm.
and he died April
Girl,
24th.
You know that R&B music one, nothing but the truth.
Yes, back in the day, yes, yes, yes.
That's why a lot of the young today, even a lot of them, have, the young people who have them old souls, they love
mm-hmm.
that R&B music.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, even I hear young people say this today, that was music. It had a meaning to it. You could understand
yes.
it. You know.
Right, right. Then we have Fife Dawg. He was 45. He was a linchpin of the groundbreaking hip-hop group, A Tribe Called Quest. So he's dead
okay,
at
I don't
45.
Know too much about that. Delicious.
Right, right. And Ethne Shakar Davis, 69, the mother of Tupac Shakur, died May the 2nd. Yes.
And she had a heart attack.
Dead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then
what
we
know
have,
what that's about.
Yeah, Kimbo Slice. He was 42. He died June the 6th. He was a street fighter who parlayed his internet popularity into mixed martial art. And I've watched a few of his fights on the internet.
Ooh.
This guy was very entertaining to watch. You know, he was a big guy. You know, but he did mixed martial arts. Okay, Bernie Worley, 72. You may have known this guy. He played the keyboard for Parliament Funkadelic, and he died July the 26th.
What was his name? What
Bernie
was his name?
Worley. Bernie
oh,
Worley.
Oh, yes, I remember Bernie, yes.
Mm-hmm. He was 72.
Yes.
He died. Yeah. Then we have, check this next person out, Uri Del Cleo.
Who?
Cleo Harris, a.k.a. Miss Cleo.
Yes,
she died July 26th. Call me now.
That was the psychic woman, wasn't it?
Yeah,
well,
the psychic.
Well, what did they
yeah.
used to call her?
Call me now. Miss Cleo.
Cleo,
yeah. They said she defrauded a lot of people out of money, honey, but yes, you called me now.
But she made herself famous, and I had no idea that she was from Jamaica. I thought she was
no,
just
she wasn't,
right here.
She wasn't from Jamaica. She just used
Where
that
she
accent.
From?
She was from,
no,
I think,
she was
if
from
I'm not,
Jamaica.
No, she was not
okay,
from
she
Jamaica.
She worked on a Jamaica radio station.
She had,
she was
she
a radio,
she used
a radio
Jamaican accent.
No, I think you have that wrong, Miss Delicious.
Maybe okay,
next,
I tell you
next
what.
Show,
next
we will have
next
a
show
debate.
We will. Okay, we're going to talk about the next show. We're going to talk about Miss Cleo. Remind
okay.
me to do
or
that.
Maybe one of your
okay.
listening your listen audience they can call in. And
right, right.
Straight both of them.
Okay. Do you know Shorty Lowe? He was 40. He was named MySpace
Shorty Lowe
rookie. Yeah, he was a hip hop entertainer. He was
no,
named.
I don't know who that is.
MySpace Rookie of the Year in 2008 at the BET Hip Hop Awards. He died
mm-hmm.
September the 21st. Then Bill
was
Nunn.
Was he a writer?
No, he was a hip hop artist.
Well, what I'm asking you is, did he write some of the music and stuff too for different
hip hop
artists?
Oh, I don't know.
Artists.
I don't
okay.
know. Okay, Bill Nunn, you know the guy who played in Do the Right Thing, the one who had the radio?
Do the Right Thing, yes, I know he passed, yeah.
Yeah, he died. He died September 24th. And then Tommy Miguel Ford, who played on Martin, Tommy, who never had a job. He died October 12th at the age of 52. They said he had an aneurysm or something. I don't really know.
Mm.
But he was 52, yeah. And then Ron Glass, 71, he played on Barney Miller. I don't know if you remember Barney Miller, but that came on back in the day. Barney, I used to love Barney Miller. Yeah, it was about a police, little police precinct. It was like a comedy sitcom. Yeah, Ron Glasser was the best dressed guy on there. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember and, the nice and fine brother with the curly hair.
Yeah, yes. He died November 25th. He was 71.
71?
ER,
wow.
Yeah, he was 71. ER breath weight was 104. He was a Guyanese author. He was a Guyanese author, educator, and diplomat with years of teaching in the slums of London, East End, inspired the national bestseller To Serve with Love and the movie. He died December 12th. I know you remember that movie, To Serve with Love, right?
Oh, Cindy Portier. Every time you look at that movie, I don't care how many times you look at that movie will have you crying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who look at that movie. Every time I look at it,
I think Cindy Lauper sang the song.
You already know what's going to happen. But just it still makes everybody cry.
Mm-hmm.
It still makes everybody cry.
Then this comedian, Ricky Harris, he recently occurred on the role on the Chris Rock, Everybody Hates Chris. He died December the 26th.
Wait a minute, who was that?
Ricky Harris.
What part did that brother play? Was he the one stealing all the time and stuff?
I don't know, but I do know that he wore a beanie a lot.
Mm. I kind of got an idea. And I think that person that you're speaking of right now, he played in some kind of Christmas movie also on BET.
Mm-hmm. Probably did. Probably
where
did.
Where him and Vivica Fox was secretly having a relationship. That guy was pretty funny. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then I have quite a big list here. Also, who died? Abe Vigoda. He played on Barney Miller and The Godfather. He died of 94 of old age. David Bowie was 69. He died from cancer. Renee Argelina, Celine Dion's husband.
He was 69 and they said he died from old age?
No, 94. That's Barney Miller. David Bowie was 69. He died from cancer.
Oh, I didn't know David Bowie was 69. I thought he was younger than that, really.
No, he was 69. Then Renee Argelina, Celine Dion's husband, died from cancer. Zsa Gabor, she was 99. She died December the 18th. George Michaels, I used to love him. He was 53. He died December the 25th. Carrie Fisher was 60. She died December the 27th. And her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died December the 28th.
Died the following day. Then right after her daughter died, the mother died the next day. Yeah.
Yep. She was 84. Nancy Reagan, 95. She's the ex-first lady. She died. Then we had Gene Wilder, the actor. He died August the 28th. Alan Thicke died December 13th, 69. He was an actor and talk show host and the father of, what's that Thicke boy, Robin Thicke? Or I think that's his name. Anyway, he was his father. Fidel Castro was 90. He died November the 25th. John Glenn, astronaut, pilot, senator. He was 95. Floris Henderson, the Brady Bunch. He was 82. Robert Vaughn, the actor. He was 84. Remember the man from Uncle? Hello? Okay. Well, the man from Uncle.
The man from Uncle. The man from Uncle.
Robert Vaughn. Oh. Yeah, Robert Vaughn. He was 84. Okay.
That's a wonderful list you have.
Yes, it is. It's such a big, long list, and I'm going to, to this list another time, but, you know, I'm quite sure people know who died, and, you know, who's still here or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do a couple of commercials.
Lisa, I did have one question to ask. Now,
go on,
I'm going to my question. What,
oh, okay.
What hours are you on now?
From,
what hours
I'm on every Wednesday from 8:30 sometimes for a couple of hours. It just depends on, you know, what we're doing,
minute,
what the topics are.
Wait a minute. If you be a little bit more specific, you said from 8:30, a couple of hours. What's a couple of
we
hours?
Come on, was this from 8, it could be anywhere from 8:30 to 10:30, 8:30, 9:30 to 10:30. Yeah,
wow.
But, you know, just because tonight
that's
is, you know, when we have...
time you're paying for it. Mm.
A couple of hours. No, I don't pay. Yeah, I do, but it's just once a month. But, yeah.
Well, girl, you're doing your thing. That's all.
Yes.
I really like your shows, and I'm glad that you have returned. I really am, because
mm-hmm.
I really miss just a lot of those topics that you talk about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very interesting topics, and I love the music, the old school music you play. I was
right.
just singing that "Where've All the Flowers Gone." Oh, that just
right, and that's such an appropriate song
because
you listen to the words of it, you know. It
because a lot of people who have passed last year, they were like flowers to us, and they
yes.
did bring tears to our eyes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
mm-hmm.
them, and it's like, you know, that kind of music, I don't think we'll have it come around again this time. Not the way
but
we
you know what?
That
it,
music.
But for one thing, for certain, two things are for sure. It's around, but you just have to listen to certain, the stations that I listen to hear that music is every Saturday on WPFW. They take you way back, you know.
No,
Saturday.
I'm not just saying the music. I don't think there'll be artists like that anymore.
Oh, right, because they're all here basically. Yeah, because I understand.
For young people to do that kind of music today, the music that fortunately that the young people want to hear, shoot 'em up, bang bang, and.
Show me this and show me that,
and you a PI and CH and all that, this crap, and,
yeah.
you know, I'm going to get my gun and I'm going to do this and do that. I'm saying real music that had a meaning. After Police, that was fine.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not going to lie, you know, I like a little Ice Cube, but
I love some of it. Yeah, but that's the music that we were brought up on, the R&B. Right, that's the music that we were brought up on because, number one, they had actual bands that played in the back of them.
You know what I
mean. And, you know,
You know what I believe. I believe that music was still out here today, it wouldn't be so much going on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it may be. Then again, you know, people are going to do what they want to do. But there has been a lot of people being influenced by some of this hip-hop music, you know.
Like I said, I got a gun over there.
Yeah.
She got a gun over here. I smashed her car. I smashed his car window because he was messing with this girl.
Yeah,
and then these
video games, too, are really kind of terrible.
We ain't talking about video games. We talking about music.
I know, but that it has a lot to do with how these people are doing in society as well. And people just are ran by society. If society say do this, do that, that's what they do. But, see, I'm trying to live a life now, if it's something in society that is going to be positive and something that's good, then I'll go for it. But I'm not going to be trying to follow behind what everybody else does.
Girl,
you know what I'm
saying? That R&B music was positive. Because what was mostly R&B music about? Love.
About love. Mm-hmm. Love.
Oh, the bus is coming.
The bus.
You know what I'm saying? The bus is coming, Billy Preston. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, that music is, because every time I hear it, it really takes me back.
Don't worry, be happy.
And then,
that's all
yeah, it relaxes me and, you know, brings back
all
those good memories. Yep. You're a native New Yorker. I love that. You know,
yes,
it's just so many
hey.
Songs. Yeah, mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe we'll have a show about the old songs, just play a lot of old songs, but,
So
yeah,
call
we have
us if you're out there. We would like to hear from you, callers.
Yeah, but you know, it's so we only have about four minutes and 34 seconds left. And let me see. I might can extend the show. Let's see. Extend it for a few more minutes. But But you know, it's just it would be a lovely thing if the world was like it used to be, but it's not getting any better. It's not getting any better. And for people to say that it's gonna get better, I don't know what rock they came from out under, but it's not gonna get any better. not until God steps in. And nobody
That's
knows
right.
the day or the time that he is, but trust and believe
That's right.
he is.
Oh, it's coming.
And, so on a happier note, this year, we're going to talk a little bit about what we came into the new year with. You know, like I said, I'll be living down here a year in April. Can you believe that? It'll be in April, will be here in a couple of months. Every March, April, isn't that something? Be living down here a year, you know, and enjoying it. You know, I have I go to a non-denominational church. I have a church family, and a brother that speaks on Sunday, he has awesome services, you know, speaking of the kingdom living and, you know, different things like that. So I'm into that, and you know, like I said, the only problem I'm having living down here is I need a car. So if anybody out there is listening and want to donate a car to me, you can send me an email or you can inbox me on Facebook. My email address is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Feel free to send me an email if you want to donate a
well,
car
and
to me.
I'll take
a
2017, whatever.
Whatever. I ain't trying to get whatever they send me is what I'm gonna be satisfied with. It could be
I'm being honest, I'm 1910. Somebody gonna give away a
you
car,
know.
Give me a 2017. I'll show them how much I'm grateful. I mean I want, like I said,
whatever I get is what I'm gonna be satisfied with. It could be a 2000 it could be a 1995, you know, whatever, you know. But
you're gonna
you
be
know,
sure, wait a minute. You're gonna be sure 2017 money on that 95.
Not necessarily
Hello?
Because I had not
yes.
necessarily now because I had a 1963 Geo Prism. That car lasted me for and I got it in 2000 when did I get that car? 2000 something. That car lasted me 4 years. You know, so
well, I have
you know.
A 2006 now, so my truck is 12 years old, and I'm so glad. I'm
mm-hmm.
so glad, but I'm just saying, I'm being for real.
Mm-hmm.
They can send me a 2017, I don't care what it is, I
mm-hmm.
don't care. As long as they get
mm-hmm.
me from point A to point B, as long as I'm a single woman, I'm by myself, as long as they don't break down on the road.
Mm-hmm.
have a heart attack or something.
You know, just like I said, whatever, you know, but that's the only thing that I'm going through right now is I need transportation because living down here and the bus system sucks, okay? The bus, and the guy had the audacity to tell me, he said, well, it used to be worse than this. If the bus system was worse than what it is now, oh my goodness, because I live about driving, I live about 10 minutes from the first church that I was introduced to when I came down here. So they
you
had an
what?
Event one Saturday from the first church that I was introduced to when I came down here. They had an event one Saturday, And the young lady who had introduced to the church, we took the bus. You know, it took us an hour and a half to get there when it only takes 10 minutes in
on
the car
bus.
To get there. Yes,
no, get out
on
here.
The bus. Yes,
what?
On the
an
bus.
Hour and a half when it just took 10
an
minutes.
An hour
to
and a half. Yes.
Well,
and when I came down, I had to.
What if you had to walk
had
to the church? Then what?
No, I can't walk to the church. It ain't like walking
said,
distance.
I'm just saying. It took an hour
I may
and a half
have walked
on the bus.
On the bus, yeah. But I'm going to tell you, when I have came down here and went to the water company.
Oh, my gracious.
Lord have
then
mercy.
You say,
I was
wait a minute, I don't mean to cut you off, Mr. Delicious. But then you
mm-hmm.
say, in a car, it'll take 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, what, I mean, where the bus be going from one part of North Carolina to the next part? I mean, what?
No, it's just the way that it runs. Because what happens is, when we got the bus, okay, we had to go up. We had to go up, up Brad Boulevard. Up Brad Boulevard, turn around and come back, get off at the end of the line, wait for another bus, get off the end of the line there, then catch another bus. I think we had to catch three buses. And they only run every, if you miss a bus, you're bound to wait 30 minutes or either 45 minutes for the next bus to come. But
that
honey,
so
and then
sad.
Some but right, some buses don't even, you know, go in certain areas because when I was trying to get to this job, I would have to get off the bus and walk 3 miles.
Well, after the hour and a half?
No, this was getting to a job on the other side of town somewhere. And it only goes to a certain length, and after that, you have to get off
please,
and walk the rest of the way. I
please,
said,
people
nope.
out there, send Delicious some type of vehicle, any kind. She don't care. She always says she don't care.
I
send
don't.
Her anything.
Yeah, as long as you get me from point O to point B.
Anytime a 10-minute ride, take an hour and a half of the bus.
And a half.
Oh, you
you
an hour and a half. You definitely need some
help. Yes, and then it seemed like it's only one bus because that bus would have to come all the way back. Had to come
going
all the way
and
back.
Around.
I mean, it's, it's a trip, girl. I mean, it's a trip, you know, so I just
well,
need
I'm quite sure
transportation.
You're going to have us. You're going to. I'm quite sure you're going to have the people up here in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Sure you got something to tell us about North Carolina who don't know anything about it. Because that's a
oh,
lot
no
right
doubt.
There.
If you move to North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina, have a car. Because if you don't, you are going to be up the creek. Now, do take the bus to the Walmart. The bus lets you off. Right in front of the Walmart, and that's where I do take the bus. But getting to the bus stop, I got to walk through the woods. I mean, it's a trip. And if you're caught out there at night, you know, you can't come back to those woods because there's no lights in them woods at all. And then, like, there's a narrow path that you walk through. But, honey, I'm telling you, you need, it's not that a person may want a car. You need a car. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, you know. So that's the only thing that's you know, that I'm going through right now because at one point I was down here. I didn't have my furniture down here. And then I finally got my furniture down here, and, you know, everything's kind of good, but I do need a car. Now, before I got my furniture down here, I was going through some changes. I had a blow-up bed, and the bed got a hole in it, so I had to sleep on a lawn chair. OMG. I'm telling you, when I first moved down here, I was going through it. But you know what? I kept my faith and kept praying and asking God to help me through it, and he did.
You have to go through something in order to deal with something. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I know that, you know. So I just kept faith because, you know, at times I felt like just throwing the towel in, but I said, no, I know God got my back. I know this. And, you know, every time he come, it's right on time. And when he come, he shows up and show out. So, you know, he's been to my rescue, you know, a few times that when I really needed him. And you know, like I said, the only thing I need now is a car. So, and I do love it down here because it's nice and it's quiet, it's serene, and, you know, so. Oh, and something else, I meant to bring this up for 2016. I did publish a young lady's book who lives in Colorado. And I did do that, and I have a couple of other potential clients who want their books published as well. So, you know, that's something that I did do. And, you know, just trying to get my little inventory up so I could go to the flea, because they have a big flea market down here. And I noticed when I went through there, I didn't see any authors or anybody in there selling books, you know, selling books that they have written or anything like that. So once I get my inventory up and hopefully I have transportation, I can go down to the flea market and sell my books as well. Yeah, so, you know, that's that's something that I'm looking forward to as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
That's
so
good.
Yeah,
well,
that is.
Well, Delicious, I know
yes,
I'm your
ma'am.
Co-host.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I am your co-host. But,
yeah.
Never mind. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
No, what are you saying? You because we can close the show out if you have to go because, you know, it was only supposed to have been an hour long, and we did go over time a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I'm talking about, and, you know.
Yes, so we can, you know, close the show out, and, you know, I can, you know, let people know that you can reach me on Facebook or LinkedIn, or you just, you know what, just Google Gail Delicious Johnson, and every bit of information about me will come up that way, and visit my website, which is www.jaypublishing. And if you have a book you need to have published, hit me up on my website or email me. My email address again is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And I do appreciate you guys for listening in. You know, hopefully this will be a better year for you guys as far as if you had any adversity in last year or anything that, you know, happened to you that you don't want to be happening this year, you know. So with that being said, Miss J, you got any last parting words?
I cannot wait to hear what R&B sound you're about to play for signing off.
Oh, for signing off? Well, generally I don't play R&B for signing off. I generally play my R&B during a commercial. But,
I know, but you, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No,
you
when
to.
I sign off.
Maybe you just
like
forgot.
I used to, no.
Well,
I can't forget
tonight,
how
can
you play
on
my show.
Okay. Can you play one for signing off?
I'll play one. What artist
Thank
do you,
you
like? What artist do you
Girl,
like?
Girl, it's so much beautiful music back in the day. Let me ask the people that. Which R&B is a good one for back in the day, y'all? Blue Magic?
Let me see if I have any
Blue
Magic here.
About wasn't Blue Magic in D.C.? Weren't they from D.C.?
Blue Magic. Oh, I don't know where they were from.
I know, the Delphonics, girl. Give us some idea.
The Delphonics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I do think
I'm
I do
in
have
love with
the Delphonics.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see the Delphonics. Delphonics. Yeah,
let's
I think I do.
Story.
I may have something on here if I have a Delphonics.
Somebody loves you. I can't say.
Oh, no. You know what? This daggone. Oh, man. This is.
Oh, no. Well, I guess you're going to have to play the song that you played when you first came on air.
I don't want to play that song again. I just played it. What about...
Well, play the OJ's Wildflower. You're My Flower growing
the OJ's?
Wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
The OJ's.
I'll play something out of Isaac Brothers. Hello. Hello. It's me.
The Isaac Brothers.
I know.
Okay, what about... let me see. The Isaac Brothers. Between the Sheets. Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight.
No. I said Hello. That was the favorite. That was the one.
Summer Breeze.
Blase Blase.
Let's see, do I have this other question? Secret Lover. That's all I had by the Isley Brothers. I don't have.
Hey,
I had Summer Breeze.
I feel sanctified. Who was that?
What
by?
About Summer Breeze? You know what? I'm just
you
gonna
are
play.
The host. You play what you want to play.
Okay, I'm gonna play I Always Come Back to You by the Isley Brothers, or Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. I like that. We're gonna play that.
Oh.
Okay, well, what about
Delicious? It was nice being your co-host. Thank you for inviting me to your show that's brand new now.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys enjoy me being Miss Delicious co-host because I enjoy being it.
Okay, well, we're going to play Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight by the Isley Brothers for Miss J, okay?
Thank you. Don't Let Me Be Lonely.
What about Summer
Until
Breeze?
Next time. Look, you need to make up your mind.
I'm going to play Summer Breeze. I'll just play Let Me Be Lonely tonight.
Don't play no Summer Breeze. Don't play that.
Okay, I'm going to play Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight by the Isley Brothers. All right, Ms.
Sure.
J, thank you, darling, for tuning in and being my co-host tonight. And
I
see
love
you next week. I love it,
Alrighty.
Too. And everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Wonderful weekend because I won't see you guys until next week. Remember, if you're driving, don't drink. And if you drink, don't drive. I love talking to you guys, not about you. With that being said, have a wonderful night. Good night. Love you. Good night, Miss J.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Peace and love and much love.
Do me wrong.
I'm going to keep that in here.
Do me right. Do me right, baby.
And I'm gone.
Tell me lies, but hold me tight and say your goodbye till the morning light. But don't let me be lonely. Say goodbye, woman. Say hello, hello, hello. Sure enough, good to see you. Oh, but it's time to go. I don't wanna be lonely tonight. Go away, then damn you. Gonna do as you please, gonna do as you please, girl. You ain't gonna see me getting down on my knees. Turning my world upside down. Oh, baby. Tonight. Say
Just listen to the number one radio station on the internet, Delicious Talk Radio. Thank you and good night.